Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Hallelujah. Happy New Year, everyone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise God for this new year, 2022. And here we are, amen, beginning really our second year of Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. Doesn't seem that long, but we give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise for it. Amen, amen. And we know he's done a great and awesome thing. So happy New Year. Good to see all of you still and yet in the land of the living. And those who are gone, we thank God that they are absent from the body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As we go ahead and get started today, we'll say our scripture later, but we'll start with our prayer. Lord God, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we go through this new year, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, as we go through this new year in our lives, we recognize you as the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, Lord God. You're not trying to figure out anything because you know the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise and glory, Lord God, because you said, if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst today. Speak through us, Lord God. Speak to us, Lord God. Speak all over the globe, Lord. And let your good and perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we have ones who are going to be praying in tongues today. We're going to start with Reverend Treva, and then we'll go to Minister Rachel and family, and then our very dear Gabrielle. She wanted her own time. Hallelujah, and we praise God for that. So Gabrielle will be praying. She's the third person starting from our time. 2:30 to 3:45 to 2:45, and then we're going to end today with Minister Carey. Praise God. I'm opening up all of your lines now, so when it's your time, you go ahead and pray, and then, and when the next person, it'll be their time as well. Please make sure you mute your lines when you're not praying. All right. Reverend Treva, you may begin. Praise God.
Bidiyara kohora tehe, bidiyara kahara tehe. Yishida ha bidiyara kahama hara tehe, bidiyara kohora tehe. Ibiyara kohora tehe, mina hana tahara tehe. Ibiyara kohoma hana tehe, mina kohora tehe. Ibiyara kohora tehe, bidiyara kohora tehe, bidiyara. Ibiyara yara kohoma hana tehe, bidiyara kohora tehe. Ishihara kahara tehe, mina kahara tehe. Ebiere ko homa ana tehe mi e mahara tehe ere ko ora. Ebiere ko homa ana tehe mi ere ko horata. Ebiere ko hora tehe mi e mahara tehe ere ko ora. Ebiere ko hora tehe mi e ro hora ko hora te. Ebiere ko hora tehe mi e ro hora tehe mi e ro ko hora te. Ebiere ko hora tehe mi e ro ko hora tehe mi e ro ko ora. Libiere ko homa ana te ere ko ora te. Ebiere ko oma. Biara kahara tehe biara kohora te. Emia mahara tehe biara kohora tehe biara kohora te. E biara rohoro kohora tehe mea mahara tehe ri. Emia hara kahara tehe biara kohora tehe biara kohora. Emia bahara dahara kohora tehe mea ra kohora te. E biara kohona tehe biara kohora. Emia ra kohora tehe biara kohora tehe. Ebiara kohora tehe mena, ebiara kohora tehe, ebiara kohora tehe, ebiara kohora te, ebiara kohora tehe, ebiara kohora tehe mena, hara tehe, ebiara ko oro,
Neshinamaya. Itir no haya my say. Dika roshama I say. Ishan maya a roshamaya. E tiamaya roshamaya. Dirisiamashan deresiamaya. Ishinamaya etunyo namashanda. Dede shamaya. Yes, Lord. Eayanamashanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ia kayarusham yahaya. Aerosi sitia mashanda.
Yes, Lord. Ikira shandete to siamahaya say. Ira bashandero siamahaya. Ikaya roshamaya rete siamashanda. De hiramahaya rasentia roshama I say. Ekaya roshin niamahaya. Ero rohosama. Ikaya rabashanda. Ero rabasaya. Isho namahaya visiano no na shamaya. Eria namahaya. Ekaya to shamaya. Airahaya mahaya shamaya. Eti namahase.
Isho na kashina na lashina na la voce. Isho na kashina na lashina na la voce. Isho na kashina na lashina na la voce.
Yes, Lord. Ikaya rai basaya. Ishanda, ishande rosia maya. Erahaya mase. Erahaya ramase. Ikaya rabashanda. O nahaya rabashanda rosia maya. Ikaya rabashanda resia mahaise. Esina maya haise. O nahaya ramashanda. God is good. Isha namaya rose si isha namaya se. E namahaya saya. Namahaya rasaya rosha maya re mahaya se. Ni kaya rasha maya o yamahaya. Disha namahaya. Ika namahaya. Osha namahaya. Iti namahaya se. O namashandere si yamahaya se. De rasha maya o niyamahaya. Yes, Lord. Ita na mashanda this yamaya doshanabaya yamahaya se. Ye kaya yabaya so nishamaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ye kaya rabashanda rosia mahaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ine mahaya. Nishanamaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ye kaya nahai mashanda. Yes, Lord. Ite namashande dia nahaya. Anentia namahaya. Anentia namase. Yeshanamaya. Ye kayera rabashanda. O yanamashanda. E yamahaya. O yanamahaya. Erahaya namase. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. E heramahaya se. E kayera bashanda rusia mahaya. Dayan Mahaya. No Shamaya. Nshandero Homiahaya. Er Namahaya. Excuse me, Lord. Yeshamaya. Roshamaya. Thank you, Jesus. Ikaya Rabashanda. Ikaya Rasanerote Shamaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ikaya Ramashanda. Dosiana Mahai say. Yes, Lord. Yeshamaya. Nisere Mase. Ikayaya rose shemaya, yishanamaya, yes, Lord, iraya mashanda. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Mirabashanda. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, iraya hamaisandere robasaya. Yes, Ishamaya, Ishamaya, yes, Lord, Irena Mahaise. Yes, Lord, Iya Mahaise, Ona Mashanda. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord, Ere Bashanda, Ere Bashanda, Ikaera Mashanda, hallelujah. Ira Mahai Shamaya and Ira Rahaya Shamaya. Irni Tiano Mashanda. Ira Tiano Mose. Ishandi Aramashandi Riro Washanda. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ira Rahai Shamaya. Yes, Lord. Ikere Shamaya. Ikere Shamaya. Ikere Shamaya. Roshanamaya. Risina Mose. Isina Mose. Yes, in the Mushanda. Ishanamaya. Vienya Mahaya Roshama. Ishanamaya. Iro Mushanda Resiamaise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ekayo Sunia Mahaya se. Yes, Lord. Itiama. Ayutoshimaya Resitirokuna Mashande Retemasaya. Yes, Lord. Yes, Itoshimaya. I rahai shamaya etiana masanda rusia mase. Yes, Lord. Nikaya rabashanda rusia mahaya. Dusina mahaya ayashamaya. De rahamase. Nishanamaya. I rahai shamaya. In ninahaya. In ninah shamaya. Okirimase.
Amiya Sere Sururu, Himiya Sere, Omasha,
I had to laugh because I was all up in the spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Our scriptures today, and the ones that we're standing on, is Romans 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. So we can't help but thank him and praise him for all that he has done during this time. Amen. Bringing healing where there was infirmity, making intercession where prayer was needed. And we didn't know exactly how to pray for it, but hallelujah, he just did it. We thank you for doing that, Lord God. We thank you for searching the heart and the mind of the Spirit, Lord God, and then making intercession with the will of God, by the will of God. And we give God all the praise. And then Habakkuk 2 and verse 1 says, I stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. So, amen. As we go into our time of interpretation, God is talking to you. Amen. He has said something to all of us. Amen. You may not recognize it right now, but he has talked to you as well. Praise God. Amen. And you may have gotten a few words. That is an interpretation. If you got two or three words out of this whole almost an hour, that's an interpretation. Glory to God. And we'd like for you to share that. If you were listening and all of a sudden you heard a song that you haven't heard in a long time and just maybe kept going around in your head, that's an interpretation. You began to think of a scripture. Hallelujah. Just came so clear and the scripture just came to you. That's an interpretation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want to hear your interpretations today by the Spirit of the Lord. Even if you don't understand it, we may understand it. And even if we don't understand it, we're just going to wait on the Lord. We'll hear the interpretation. It'll be recorded. It'll be in our archives. And so we can go back to it later when the Lord reveals what that word was. Because a lot of times he'll tell us things well in advance before we even know what he's talking about. Amen. So first we're going to listen to those who prayed in tongues, and we're going to hear their interpretations. And then we'll hear others' interpretations. Amen. And so if you did not pray in tongues and you have an interpretation, go ahead and press your number one key. As people are getting interpretations, if you heard what they heard, that's called a confirmation. And we definitely want to hear a confirmation. Amen. So please, you know, press your number one key and get prepared for that. Now, the ones who prayed in tongues, your lines are still open. And so we're going to get to you one by one so that you can tell your interpretation. We're going to start today with Reverend Treva from California. Welcome, Reverend Treva. And thank you for praying in tongues.
Welcome. Good afternoon, everyone. And God bless. I was praying in the spirit, and what I heard God say today was to stay focused on him. It's like the winds of change are taking place. He's bringing revival. And he's ordering things, putting things that were out of order into order. I know it looks like chaos now, and we're going to begin to see God's hand move mightily. Not only spiritually, but in the physical realm. He's torn down some things, he's building new things. And that's what I heard when I was praying. And he said to stay faithful and to stay focused on him. When heard a lot of things because they prayed a long time. When when Minister Rachel and her family prayed, it was just beautiful. How God has raised all of them up in the growth. And again, God was staying focused on him. He's the Messiah. He's the children are leading. He's leading through the children. People have discounted this generation, saying that they're not doing this and they're not doing that, but he's raising up a mighty army.
Amen.
And young people and men and women and children that are worshiping him. This is revival time. And when Gabriella was praying, God had me do something. I'm in my room. It's my prayer room, my war room. And I have a tray set up next to me with some things on it. And one of the things is I have some Palmer's exfoliating facial scrub. And I'm laying here praying in the spirit, and God said, put that on. Crushed walnut shells and other things. It goes on rough. But I've taken it off, and my skin is so smooth now. God, he's doing that in our lives. He's taking the rough edges off. There's a lot of roughness. Roughness in the world when this plague began. Roughness. I mean, not that things are perfect now, but there's a tenderness. He's broken some things in all of us. And God is bringing out now the smoothness, which is his revival. We're going to see that throughout the land. When Minister Carey was praying, I just felt so relaxed, and I fell asleep. But I know God, many things were happening in the spiritual realm. I fell asleep. Whenever I go to sleep, I know all is well.
Amen.
So that's all I got today. God
Amen.
Bless everybody. Thank you for allowing me to pray today, and I look forward to hearing that what everybody else has to say. Going back on.
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank
New Year,
so
everybody, too.
Amen. Happy New Year to you. And I wanted to say publicly that you were the first volunteer of 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. So you volunteered back in December for today. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage others to do that as well. So thank you so much. Amen. And I love that. I'll call that a prophetic act that the Lord had you to do, putting the exfoliation on your face. Amen. During the prayer, and then to show how he smoothed out the skin after that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love prophetic demonstrations. Amen. Amen. And even for you to fall asleep, that's just like, to me, that's the anointing. And like you were saying, and just peace, and you know that all is well. And we thank God for that. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. Okay, going on to Minister Rachel. And I don't know if anyone else was praying with you besides Amber Rose, but Minister Rachel and family.
Hi, Foster QB, my God, Mom. And hi to everyone on the line. Happy New Year to all. Psalms 40, verse 1. The actual heading says, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, delight in the will of the Lord. And it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. So I'm grateful that he heard all of our cries for this year and even last year and all the years before that. I thank him for his mercy in all of our lives. And may he keep y'all all strong. In Jesus' name, amen. And I did ask the woman of God, finished praying. I did hear a song, Saved and Defeated. It was a song. Satan's defeated. Hallelujah. Satan's defeated. Hallelujah. We got the victory. Hallelujah. So I thank God. It was other stuff.
Amen.
It was some other things. But yeah. Hallelujah.
Did I hear?
I asked Amber. She said no.
That's fine.
Gabrielle?
Gabrielle, go ahead. Come here, Princess.
There was a Bible. I think it was a scripture that I don't remember the name of the book. It was
okay.
It was Psalms 23.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd.
Psalms 23. Give me a second.
Jimmy, when you was playing, I heard you said in Ephesians.
Psalms 23, verse 1, all the way down to verse 6.
Okay.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Excuse me, you want to say something else? Gabrielle?
I was actually going to read Ephesians 6, 2. Ephesians 6, verse 10, the whole armor of God. And I was going all the way down to verse 18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestleth not against flesh and powers, and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand, in the devil and in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the
preparation
of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Anything else?
Sorry, between the words, I kept getting mixed up. Hey, what about me?
Oh, God is good.
You did great. You did great. But I wanted to tell you this, too. A good reading, first of all, and then praying in tongues. Thank you for volunteering 2 weeks in a row. And then we gave you a whole 15 minutes this time, and you did very, very well. Amen. And even your yawning was anointed. Amen. Because I know that's quite a bit of time to pray in the Spirit sometimes. So I believe you were feeling the anointing as you were praying. So what did anything go through your mind as you were praying in tongues, Gabrielle?
Well,
was it these scriptures or anything else?
There was a song that goes like, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, this is the day. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Hallelujah. You know that's my favorite song, right? Well, if you didn't know, it is. I sing it every day.
Actually, that was a 2020 version.
Okay.
It was a weird song.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. Amen. Have a blessed day, you guys. Thank you. Doing great. Amen. Amen. And Minister Carey. I'm turning your line off. Sorry about that. I'm back. Got you back. So, Minister Carey, thank you. Happy New Year. Welcome.
Happy New Year to everyone. That was beautiful. Gabrielle, that's her name. Gabrielle, that was beautiful. That was really good. I mean, you're reading like Apostle Kizzy said and everything. That was really good.
Amen.
With Minister Rachel and Amber Rose, I've just heard the Messiah higher, and I say, and then Gabrielle, looked like I was hearing the word today, and then I shall. It was like declarations, and then it was just a peace, just a real quietness and peace. And that was it. That was just it today.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good. I think, I heard Messiah. I think if I heard higher, I probably did. And, today. I heard today and yesterday. Amen.
Okay, yeah.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Minister Carey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. And once again, thank all of you for volunteering today. We praise God for that. So, hallelujah. All right. We see Pastor Catherine, whom we miss very much, has her number one key pressed. Amen. Anyone else, if you have any interpretations, go ahead and press your number one key. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. I just have a few things here. I ask the Lord to at least give me one thing from each person here. Minister Treva, I heard Order Our Steps. And then Minister Rachel, I heard Show Us the Way. She and her children. And then I heard May we go higher. My burdens are easy. My burdens are easy and light. And Gabrielle, I heard, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
And for Minister Carey, that was the last one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Okay.
Amen.
That's it for me.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You're sounding good, Pastor.
Well, praise God. Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Amen. Amen. I see you, Minister Faye. Anyone else? Press your number one key. We'll open up your line. Minister Faye, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. My name's a kind of jumbled up, but this is what I heard. He is our Messiah, and he has taken us higher. Nation of mine, hearken to my words. Then I hear do what I say. Help us to be obedient to your word. We honor your word. We worship you. Show me your way, O Lord. And then down at the end, Carrie, I heard, hear our cry, O Lord. We need you, Lord. And it was sort of like a weeping spirit. And I also have a song. It's Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way. Thou art the martyr. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will while I am waiting, yielded and still.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Amen. That's good. That's good. Thank you. Amen. Have thine own way, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And you heard, hear our cry. And I think Minister Rachel, what she heard was, the Lord heard our cry. Something, a scripture. Oh, yeah. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Praise God. So you heard the question. She heard the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Loving this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Okay, and Pastor Price, once again, that number one key, but that's okay. We can communicate. Thank you, Pastor Price. Your line is open, and everything seems to be okay here with Pastor Mom, but Pastor Price is on call in case I need to run quickly. Amen. Okay, Pastor Price? I think your line is open. Check your mute. That's the prize.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. God bless you all, and Happy New Year to each one of you again. And God bless you, Apostle, and may God continue to strengthen you. And I give much love and send much love to Pastor Mom today. As you know, we all were attending the services of our the homegoing services of our cousin Marlon today. And afterwards, there were some circumstances that came up Well, I could not do everything, but I did get in on some, okay? With Minister Treva, I heard, did I not say that I will do all that I say? I am not a man that I should lie. Nothing is too hard for me, and nothing is impossible with me. With Minister Rachel, I was not able to get a lot. Grace, peace, with wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding, Minister Rachel. With Gabrielle, I heard, I am the Lord who heals you. I strengthen you, and I do all that I say. I am the Lord that I do not lie. Be encouraged. I do all that I say. Minister Carey, shall I not lift the heavy loads? I will never leave or forsake you. I will be with you until the end of the age. You are not your own. I am with you, working for you behind the scene. And that's what I got today in spite of the circumstances, and I thank God for that. So I love you all, and God bless, and I really, really, Apostle, enjoy Minister Rachel and Gabrielle and Amber, and was just right on time today. Everything that they did when the interpretation time came, I praise God so much for you all. God bless and love you all. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Love you, Pastor. Thank you so much. And I didn't mention this, is that our first cousin, Marlon, he lives in California, and he passed, and I believe it was from a heart attack. He was young. I think he was just turned 6, and so we were all, watching his service streaming on Facebook just before the prayer today. And, I want to say that, it was something. You know, he's younger than me, and he was just a fun guy. And thank God he was saved. And even before he passed, he rededicated his life. And so it was a joyous homegoing service. And of course, to be able to watch that and prepare for this was a little bit for me today, but I'm telling you what, I feel so revived. I feel so good, and I thank God. And for me, that I needed to press on and continue to do what the Lord had me to do, and how the Scripture says that, when we pray in the Spirit, he's interceding for us. And I felt that today. I mean, when I first got on the line, I was kind of, I'm glad everybody was praying. I'm going to say it like that. Hallelujah. And I just feel so, so totally refreshed. And so I thank God for that refreshing today. Hallelujah. I just love the way
Hallelujah.
That he does
Apostle?
Things. Yes.
Apostle, can you hear me?
Yes,
Apostle,
can
you hear
you.
Me? Yes, I'm sorry to interrupt you, too. When you get a chance, Mom would like, I know she liked it. You don't have a share button on it, but evidently Carl from Las Vegas came to the homegoing for Marlon, and he has a picture in the mouth of He has a picture in the mausoleum with JC. So I know, Mama, but it's not shareable. So you might, if you go on there, you might be able to show Mom. I just wanted to say that. God bless.
Okay. I thought they had ended everything. But
no,
okay,
they got a short video of the of them going to the where the mausoleum, the place where they put every. But then there's a special picture that I know Mom would love to see.
Okay. Amen. I'll give you a call when we finish as well. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So I want to go to, praise God, a previous interpretation. Amen. And this is going to be a hot off the press previous one, because he just told me what to look up. Praise God. Amen. All Okay. This is a short one. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Trust in me with all your heart. Don't be moved. It is well. Nothing is too hard for me. I'm trying to find the date on that. This date. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Okay, not finding the date on that one quick, so I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to continue on. Worship me through everything. He's doing a shifting and a change in the land. We don't need to be concerned. Just praise and worship. So on him. Amen. There's a word back again today. Stay focused on him. We will see the signs and wonders and miracles throughout the land, shifting in the land. Give it to me. I made thee. I am the same God who serves before and today. Stand on his promises. Bring those things back to mind. Refresh miracles. Listen, you will go higher when you pray daily, sweet Jesus. Yes, I see you, more of you. I am more than enough. Higher, come higher. I am enough. Lay your burdens down. Shake it off. Don't be shaky. I have you in my palm. I am never too late. Fight, sword. I pour my spirit on all flesh. I am coming quickly. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. So that's a previous interpretation. And still trying to find out exactly. Okay. That was back in September of 2020. Amen. And he's still saying focus. How about that? Amen. He's still encouraging us to focus. Focus on him. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that was, September 2020. Okay, I'm going to go to the interpretation that I received today. When Reverend Treva was speaking, this was confirmation. I think I heard this maybe two or three times. I heard order, and then I heard honor God's order. And this I heard very loud and clear. I love you. Amen. With Minister Rachel and Amber Rose and family, I heard the nations are mine, Messiah. And then I heard, listen to all that I say. Don't be afraid of the silence. I'm still here with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Somebody else said that to heard that interpretation today. What you know, you know. Hold on to what you know. Don't be shaken by the silence or the abrupt noise. I surround you as with a shield. We are still in fellowship no matter what. In the nation, permission adequate. Amen. I just heard those words. And then the scripture I heard, Psalm 119, 11, 11, three scriptures. Psalm 119, 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 17, 8, keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. In Psalm 27, 5, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And then when Gabrielle was speaking, I heard in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I heard the word initial, and then I heard I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And a couple of sets of scripture, one, Matthew 5, 14 through 16, ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill with cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And then 2 Corinthians 1:20-22. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he which establisheth us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. And then I heard, I am young. I am a minister. I minister today. Every word God says is true. I am that I am. Give praise to the Lord. I miss my daddy. Stand next to the Lord. He holds my hand. That's all I want to say. Amen. That's what I heard. I was still with Gabrielle. And then Minister Carrie, I heard a couple of sets of scriptures. One, Lamentations 3, 22 through 24. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. Now, I have a little bit more, but I'm going to stop here and pray over someone. I'm perceiving a heaviness on someone's chest right now. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is over your chest. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, I don't know if it's your lungs or your heart, but it's on your chest right now. The blood of Jesus is over it. And I speak to you right now, that heaviness on the chest, get off now. In Jesus' name, you have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission now. And I command you by the Spirit of the true and living God to leave them. You can't go to anybody else. Hallelujah. You can't come back to them. And you must leave even the land of the living right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. There it is. Ah, there it is. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for that lifting off of their chest now and never to return in the name of Jesus. We bless you for it, Lord God. We thank you that breathing is easy. Breathing is light in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory for it. We thank you, Lord, that you are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. And we give you praise and glory for that. And Jesus, there it is. There's the breath of God. Hallelujah. Breathing easy right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. And then I'm perceiving ears, nose, and throat just opening up, breathing clearly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord said, yes, I'm real. I am real. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord God. By your Spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And then, Lord God, we thank you that every bit of trauma that was trying to be there with that heaviness on the chest, every bit of trauma connected with it, we see you get off too in the name of Jesus, never to return. And we bless you, Lord God, right now. Oh, we thank you for that anointing on the chest right now. And this a beautiful anointing. Hallelujah. The very presence of God. Thank you for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And then the rest of the word that I heard for, through Minister Carey is, yes, you are perceiving what I'm doing in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And he goes on to say, time is moving quickly. Time is winding up quickly. Time is short. For my children, you will experience time contracting and time expanding. Don't be afraid of the contracting, fast moving of time, and don't let it make you anxious or frustrate you. When you experience the expansion of time, don't get impatient or frustrated. Enjoy the length of time. Enjoy the pot that doesn't seem to boil as you watch it. You will learn how to enter into the expansion of time as you praise and worship me. Enjoy those expanding times, the expansion of time. Linger in my presence, refreshing in my presence. In my presence, time stands still, and you are refreshed, renewed, restored, rejuvenated, and revitalized. Enjoy. Yay, yay, yay. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Take a deep breath. Amen. Amen. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you're doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Reverend Treva said that her A1C is 7.9, and she hasn't been below 8.0. in about 3.5 years. And she's saying that she receives the test results. She received the test results just now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, Reverend Treva, we just praise God for what the Lord is doing, healing you and bringing that A1C and your blood sugar down and down and down. Hallelujah. Even to normal in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I wanted to say, you know, God is doing something with my blood sugar and my blood pressure. And, you know, I believe the healing is here. Hallelujah. For people who are going through with your blood sugar and your blood pressure, that you will see God bring those numbers down. Exponentially. Hallelujah. And with my blood pressure, we were praying on prophetic healing. I need to go back and find out exactly, but I believe it was last year sometime. And the Lord said, I'm healing. You know, I'm healing right now. And he told me personally to receive it. And I did receive it. And he told me, you know, a while back to begin to track my blood pressure. And I'm telling you, I mean, these numbers are so low, I had to, like, look them up to make sure they were normal because I hadn't heard of these numbers before. So I know he's doing something. I mean, my blood pressure was 110 over 66. and I didn't even take a pill, you know. And so it's like, wow, Lord, hallelujah. So he's doing something with the blood pressure and the blood sugar, and then even to be on the line today, you know, and that word about him helping our infirmities, hallelujah. And so he's helping the infirmities even as we are praying in the spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Okay, I don't see anybody else's number one key press. So first of all, we're just going to I'm going to try to open up the lines, all the lines, in just a few moments in case anybody wants to say anything. But first of all, I wanted to say we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Amen. I'll say the scriptures. For those of you, I believe everybody on the line is saved. So this is a time of you learning, of you just being and some of you already know how to lead somebody to Christ, so I'm not going to say you don't know. But we're just going to pray the scriptures, a couple of scriptures. You know what they are, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. You can say it with me. And then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Praise God. Somebody may be listening to this recording in 2055. Amen. Hallelujah, and get saved. We're going to go ahead and pray. John, thank you, Lord. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. He loves us so much. He wants us to be saved. He wants us to have everlasting life and not everlasting damnation. There is a difference. Amen. And so in order to do that, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, forgive me of my sin, be my Lord and my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to your word, I am saved, I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just loved it today at my cousin Marlon's homegoing service. They had everybody to pray the prayer of salvation. I love it when that happens. Hallelujah. Everybody has an opportunity to just pray it out loud. And people were doing that. That was so beautiful. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, we commit and commend you to the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he will fill you to overflowing with his Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right. Hallelujah. Power to do right. And power to read his word and to understand it immediately. Hallelujah. And to understand it over and over again because it is alive. His word is alive. And he's right there with you as you're reading. The only author who will be with you as you read his book day or night. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I just want to tell you what's going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Then we're going to open up the line on today is Tuesday. Our next Wednesday broadcast, set your cell phones and cell phone alarms, mark it on your calendar, the 12th of January. It'll be here in just a second. The 12th of January is the second Wednesday in January, and we will have our prophetic healing, which is our healing service. The Lord reveals ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People come on, and they are healed. Full about it. If you got something you're going through, come on. Let us pray for you. We've seen miracle after miracle. Amen. On Thursday, this Thursday, January the 6th, we're starting our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. Wait, let me go back. I'm going too fast. On Wednesday the 12th, it's going to be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Okay? Then our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And this is prophetic month. I'm always excited over whatever we do on Get 'Em Radio. But prophetic month is so close to my heart. What we're going to do is we're having ones who will release the word that the Lord has given to them for 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of the people we've heard from them in 2021 and years before, like we're going to have Pastor Price with us. She'll be there on the 27th. We're excited about that. We'll have Evangelist Janie Sims, who will be with us this Thursday, day after tomorrow. She'll be with us. And then the Thursday after that, the 13th, we'll have Bishop Aaron McClary. And you know, all of them are just such a blessing in the spirit. Amen. And then we're doing something on the 20th. We did this last year, I think, for the first time maybe, where we're calling it Apostle Kizzy and Prophetic Voices. So, and we're going to invite you to be a part of this, so listen carefully, okay? We're asking people, if you have a word from the Lord for 2022, and you can release that word in about 5 minutes, okay? You can do that in about 5 minutes. Let me know about that. You know, text me and let me know, and we'll put you in for that Thursday, the 20th, and you'll be one of the prophetic voices that will be speaking. You know, I mean, some people get a big word, big word, and then some people get, I shouldn't say a big word, but, you know, a lot of words, and some get a very short, maybe a sentence or two. And it's all good because it's all God. Amen. So please let me know. Don't be shy. Let the Lord use you. 5 minutes on January the 20th. So once again, if you have a word from the Lord for 2022, let me know about it, and we'll put you on the program as one of the prophetic voices on January the 20th. Praise God. Amen. And then on Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Our very dear Pastor Mom McCoy is the senior pastor, and I am the apostle. We meet at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Glory to God. And Pastor Mom will be speaking on this Sunday. Hallelujah. And if you know Pastor Mom, you know she's one that hides the word in her heart. And she believes that the word of God speaks for itself. Glory to God. Amen. So 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern this Sunday. On Monday, we have our Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our Bible teaching. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and she's talking about Kingdom Foundations. It is so good. It is so good. Amen. She knows how to, she's been just gifted by the Lord to be able to dig into the Word of God. And the Kingdom Foundation series is, so if you have an opportunity, please join us. And all of our broadcasts, you can go to, you can Google Gitem Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and hear any of our broadcasts in its entirety via podcast, day or night. Glory to God. And next Tuesday, Lord willing, 1/11/22, we'll be back here for Praying in Tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen and amen. Okay, we're going to open up everybody's line real quick. As I'm opening the line, I'll just give a shout out to Minister Mary, Minister Micheline. Amen. Pastor Price, line still open. Reverend Treva, the Carey, and Minister Rachel and family. So, and Pastor Catherine, glory to God. So all the lines are open. If you're not going to say anything, just mute your line. If you want to say something, go for it. All righty. Okay, I'll do it, my friend. Going. Amen. Going. Jump in. Pop like popcorn. Amen. Going. Gone. All right. Praise God. Good to have all of you here with us today. We love you so very much. Once again, happy new year to everyone. This is the year that the Lord has. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God bless you all and have a blessed rest of the day. Love you.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name, inviting you to dwell among us.
Hello. I said I'm just going to jump in and say this. We usually play the whole song straight through, but I just got a text from Minister Micheline. She's not on the line anymore, but she said, "Grace and peace, Apostle. Since Christmas Day, she's been suffering with a full-on COVID attack with coughing, heaviness, and thick congestion in her chest. The heaviness has lifted. And I'm praising God right now." Hallelujah, hallelujah. So those who stayed on, you got to hear the testimony. We give God all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'll play a little bit more of the song, and then I'm going to go ahead and close out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are
is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.